Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Brewskis. My name is Samantha. I'm calling from Georgia. I just wanted to call and tell you guys a little story. I listen to your podcast regularly and big fan of the show. This particular incident happened in 2009 and I was away at college. While I was away, my mom had purchased a new home and I was coming home for the weekend and I'd gotten notice that all of my family, they were all going to be out of town. And so I really wasn't comfortable staying in my new mom, the new house my mom had purchased. So I decided that I would stay at my grandmother's residence while they were gone. So some point throughout the night, I was getting ready for bed and they live in like a 1970s, kind of three level house, but it's a split level home. They built it from hand, so nobody prior has lived there, and anything that happened there had to have, followed me there. But I'd gone upstairs, and I remember thinking to myself, I'm going to leave the hall light on, that way if anything happens or anything comes in the bedroom, anybody comes in the bedroom, I was very precautious. Anybody comes in the bedroom, I would see, I'd see the door the light open into the door or the, door open, I'd hear it. Well, that night I was laying down and the way their bedroom was laid out, I slept in my grandmother's bed. The way the bedroom was laid out is I was asleep on their king size bed and at the foot of the bed, directly at the foot of the bed was an armoire where they had their TV. And if you're facing that, if you're laying in the bed facing the TV, immediately on the left would be their walk-in bathroom area. And it was kind of long and narrow. And the door would be to the left of the TV. And that's the door that you would exit into the hallway. And their closet would be directly on the right of where the TV sat. And that was a walk-in closet area. My grandparents are, pretty elderly people. They still use wire clothes hangers. And there was some wire clothes hangers on the back of their door. And I had their door cracked. And again, I had the hall light on. And I'd watched some TV and just kind of drifted off to sleep. And in the middle of the night at some point, the way I sleep is I sleep on my right-hand, side. And I pull my knees up a little bit. And I usually sleep with my hands between my knees, just kind of wedged in between my legs. So I sleep. Come side like that. So my back is to the door. My back is to the bathroom. Well, I heard the clanking of the clothes hangers on the back of their door. And immediately, that woke me up. I didn't open my eyes, though, because immediately when I'm hearing that, I become very frightened. And I think, at first I think there has to be an intruder in the home. And I'm laying there and I'm getting nervous because as I'm awake, I see the light flood in. If you close your eyes and it's light outside, it's a little bit brighter than if you close your eyes in a pitch black room. So I see the light come in and I think to myself, okay, there's definitely an intruder in here. What do I need to do? So I start, fight or flight. I think if I lay here and I'm quiet, they may not think that I'm awake or they may not think I've noticed them. They'll just take whatever they're looking for and they'll leave. Or I think, should I get up and try to get between them and the door, which is not very plausible because you can't really go through people. So I lay there and I decide with the first option. I just lay there and I say, I'm not going to have my eyes. I'm going to pretend like I'm asleep and just see what happens. Well, it's at that time that I hear the floor creaking and it's as if somebody's walking to the bed and I actually feel something get onto the bed, like a divot. It was almost like someone would like put their knee to kind of lean over me to look and see if I were awake or not. So I just remained very still and silent. And of course, you know, my heart's racing. I'm like, myself, none of my family's in town. Everybody's away. My grandparents, my mother, my sisters, everybody's gone. So as the knee or whatever, you know, pressed into the bed actually moves and like I can feel my weight of my body move. And I instantly get this source of heat. It's blistering hot, just this heat. And that's when I realized, like, this may not be a person. You know, so instantly I start, you know, my instant reaction was to cry for some reason. So I start just crying these tears. I'm trying to keep my eyes closed because I'm scared. And at that point, it was just like I felt the heat. The heat was still there, but it like minimalized and the weight of the bed lifted. And I heard the creaks of the floor and I heard the hangers and I saw the light close, you know, again, the door close and the light diminish. And that was it. And I was so scared. And ironically, like I was sleeping with my phone, like right under the covers, like next to me. And I looked down and my mom texted me, but I was still so scared. Like I was so scared to move. And my mom texted me and she was just like, "Are you okay?" Like something had woken her up. And she just felt this like compulsion to start praying for me and my safety. And she was actually at my Uncle Billy's up in Tennessee. And, you know, everybody in my family are very, they're heavily involved in the church. And they're all very religious and not really religious, but spiritual. And my mom just, you know, she just said, you know, sent me a prayer that she had been praying. And she said, you know, my Aunt Kim, her sister, had notified her and she had been woken up and wanted to know if I was safe. And my mom was at her brother's house and it's just the three siblings of hers. And so they start, you know, praying and she had the whole family up praying for me. And, you know, I was about probably 2 hours after I was to a point where I could respond. Like I was actually felt strong enough to reach over and, you know, respond to her text message. And, you know, I just said, the strangest thing happened. I'm petrified. You know, I started explaining to her exactly what had gone on. And, so she said, well, okay. You know, do you want me to have someone come over and get you? And I'd growing up, one of my mom's friends that was a little younger than my mom, her, mother kept me a lot. Her and her mother, she's actually my godmother. So my godmother's mother and her kept me a lot. And so I call her, you know, my Mama Ann, and she said, yeah, I can have Mama Ann come get you. And so I said, well, just let's wait till the morning and I'll see. And I laid there. I didn't go back to sleep the entire night. And at some point a little later, I heard like some clashing downstairs and, you know, I was just still so scared. And I felt like I just was so scared. I wouldn't even get out of the bed. I felt like something was in the bathroom. Again, that's like directly to my left, just watching me. Even though I'd heard, like, you know, the clanking of the hangers and even seen the diminishing light and the door, like, shut, you know, I was just so scared. And so throughout the night, I probably, you know, truth be told, I probably drifted back to sleep at some point. But the next morning when I woke up, you know, I instantly called my mom and she was like, well, do you want to stay in the room and I'll have, you know, again, Mama Ann come get you. And I was like, no, just stay on the phone with me and I'll go downstairs. And this was all a Saturday night. So I was waking up that morning to actually go to church. And I come downstairs and the oven timer was going off as if somebody had like set the timer to go off. And all the cabinet doors in the kitchen were open, wide open. And so the weird thing about that is, it's my grandparents' home, and like I said, it was built in the 70s. It's still got, like, the original kitchen they put in, and this 70s oven is not where you could set, like, an electric timer. You would have to actually turn, like, a dial knob, and it actually displays, like, the hands of, just like a clock, hands of a clock, and you would actually set it, just like you were going to set a Timex watch or something like that. Like, you would actually manually manipulate it to go off at a certain time. And the time was set at 3 a.m., which, you know, that some people believe that, you know, that's the hour of the devil, or, you know, like a demonic hour, that it's in direct opposition of the Holy Trinity. But, you know, that just scared me so bad. And so whatever it was, you know, it had to have followed me home, because my grandparents are very, you know, very good Christian people, very spiritual. They, you know, they're just so good hearted and good people that I just don't think something like that would have been in their home, you know, had it not been for me entering. And, you know, everybody in my family kind of knew about it. The next day, you know, I had our minister kind of pray over me and bless me. And ever since that night, I haven't had anything that to that extent happen to me. I do have other stories, but I don't want to monopolize your time or anything. I look forward to hearing you more in the future, and hope you guys have a good day.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.